Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Reading from Chapter 6. In the contents it says, Chapter 6, Dhyan Yoga. And the introduction to the chapter is Astanga Yoga, a mechanical meditative practice, controls the mind and senses and focuses concentration on Paramatma, the Supersoul, the form of the Lord. I'm reading from the contents. The form of the Lord situated in the heart. Focuses concentration on Paramatma, the Supersoul, the form of the Lord situated in the heart. This practice culminates in Samadhi, full consciousness of the Supreme. So we're in Chapter 6, Dhyan Yoga. It's all about Ashtanga Yoga. And today's verse is 11 and 12. You want to do them both, or you want to do one of them? Let's do 11. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Stiram asanam atmana. Natyutricham nati nicham. Natyutricham nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tritam nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tritam nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tritam nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tritam nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tricham nati nicham. Chaila china kushotaram. Shochau deshe pratistapya. Stiram asanam atmana. Nachu tricham nati nacham. Chala china kushotaram. I'll read the next one. Tatrai kagam mana kritva yata chitendriya kriya upavishyane yunjat yogam atma vishuddhaye shuchau. In a sanctified deshe land, Pratistapya, placing. Stiram, firm. Asanam, seat. Atmana, his own. Na, not. Ati, to. Uchritam, high. Na, nor. Ati, to. Nicham, low. Chaila Anjina, of soft cloth and deer skin. Kusha and Kusha grass. Uttaram, covering. Tatra, thereupon. Ek Agram, with one attention. Mana, mind. Kritva, making. Yatachita, controlling the mind. Indriya, senses. Kriya, and activities. Upavisha, sitting. Asane, on the seat. Yunjat, should execute. Yogam, yoga practice. Atma, the heart. Vishuddhaye, for clarifying. Translation: to practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should be neither too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on it very firmly and practice yoga to purify the heart by controlling the mind, senses and activities, and fixing the mind on one point. Purport. Sacred place refers to places of pilgrimage. In India, the yogis, the transcendentalists or the devotees all leave home and reside in sacred places such as Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, Rishikesh and Haridwar. Prabhupada had two sons. You know what their names were? Mm-hmm. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada had two sons. You know their names? Anyone? Prayag and Vrindavan. I called his sons Prayag and Vrindavan. I saw Vrindavan in Mayapur. Just though there's sacred places. And in solitude, practice yoga where the sacred rivers like the Yamuna and the Ganges flow. But often this is not possible, especially for Westerners. The so-called yoga societies in big cities may be successful in earning material benefit, but they are not at all suitable for the actual practice of yoga. One who is not self-controlled and whose mind is not undisturbed cannot practice meditation. Therefore, in the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it is said that in Kali Yuga, the present Yuga or age, when people in general are short-lived, slow in spiritual realization and always disturbed by various anxieties, the best means of spiritual realization is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatir Anyata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Om Ajnanati Mandasha Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshurum Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Tamscha He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopeka Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Oh my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Rate Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sthubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasari Guru Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Krishna is telling Arjuna to do yoga. So where are they? They're standing on a battlefield. And Krishna's telling Arjuna to do yoga. At the end of the purport, there was a verse mentioned. It was talking about people in general in the Kali Yuga being short-lived and slow in spiritual realization. Do you recognize the verse that Prabhupada's referring to? It's from first canto. It's the first chapter, actually. 1.1.10. This is one of the verses you have to learn for Bhakti Vaibhav. Brian Albert, has anyone done Bhakti Vaibhav? Yeah, you've done it? Where did you do it? Mayapur, oh nice, okay. Wish I could have been there. Brian Albert, Isa Sapya, Kalavas Minyage Jana, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhakya Yupadrita. Duruta. Oh, learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Does it sound familiar? So that's where we're at. And then I just want to read 7.3. So this is the state of people in Kali Yuga. Oh, I didn't mark the page. Krishna is saying, 7.3, Manushanam sahasre sukhas chitya titi sitaye yatitam api sitanam kas chin manveti tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So this is our situation, and Krishna is saying that we should practice yoga to purify the heart by controlling the mind. Senses and activities, controlling the mind. I was thinking about how powerful the power of the mind. The mind is so powerful, it could heal you or it can kill you. Satchinanda Swami was telling the story of a man in Germany, and he killed himself by just using his mind. He was working on the railways. Satchinanda Swami's father was working on the railways, and he came home one day from work and he told this sad story that one of the co-workers, they were fixing some of the... part of the train was carrying frozen foods. It was a freezer container. So this guy had gone in there to fix something, and then while he was in there, some idiot closed the door and he was locked in this container and he couldn't get out, and he was, you know, banging, but they didn't hear him. And so he knew what was going to happen. He was in this container and he knew that the temperature, it goes down to minus 18. So he knew after so many hours this will happen, after so many hours this will happen, and then within 6 hours I think it is that, you know, he's frozen. So at the end of the shift they found him. Someone opened the door and they found him, and he was frozen. His body was completely frozen. But what was strange was that the container was broken and it wasn't actually cold inside. It was the same temperature as outside. He had gone in there to fix it because it was broken. But the power of his mind, because he was thinking, this is a freezer and I'm going to freeze, he actually froze. But it was not cold in there. It was broken. That's how strong the mind is. He was thinking it was cold and his body actually physically froze. And he died. Which is really tragic because it was not necessary. Satchinanda Swami was telling the story in Radhadish when he was here about 6 years ago. I still remember it. And the next example of the power of the mind is that I was in Holland and I went to this, it was a healing. It was a lady who used to heal. She would hold up her hand like this and she would be via medium for some healing power. So hundreds of people would go there and you had to pay like €10 to get in. And some people went to get healed and some people went just to watch some miracle. So we were in there and I was one of the people who went to watch. And so she would call different people from the audience and they would lie on tables to get a healing. And then there was one, yeah, she was quite old lady. She was kind of running around in between these tables of these people that were getting healed. She was like kind of spoiling it in a way. And I was thinking, oh, go and sit down. Why do you have to, you know, she was in trance. These people, when they sometimes go into a kind of trance. So the healer explained, this lady who's running around between the tables, she came today in a wheelchair. And she's in trance now. So in trance, she can walk. But when she comes out of the trance, she won't be able to walk anymore. She said, this lady has been here before. And this happened last time, and we said, we all saw you walk. And the lady said, well, then why can't I walk now? Because her body was able to walk. But when she was in so-called proper consciousness, she couldn't walk. Just the mind was stopping her. And she had gone to get healed because she wanted to walk. And we all saw her walking. And the third story that I remember is there was a man, he was running a race, a marathon race. It was in England, and these marathons, they're really very long. They're like 26 miles. Miles are more than kilometers. And they had to go through some quite rough countryside, and he fell, and he hurt his leg quite badly. But because he wanted to finish the race, he with the power of his mind, he you know, got up and he continued the race and he finished the race. Then afterwards, when they took him to the hospital and they did an x-ray, his leg was broken. The bone was actually broken. But he had finished the race by the power of his mind. Yes? This is the power of the mind. And Krishna is saying we have to control the mind. This is what we're up against. What's your mind going to say in the morning? Come on, let's go to Mangalarati. Or no, just you should rest today. Take a little rest today. What's your mind going to tell you tomorrow morning? Oh, you've been working so hard recently. Today, just take a little rest. Oh, you don't have to go to Mangalarati every day. Well, what's the mind going to tell you? Going to believe or not? So that's the power of the mind. So there they are, Arjuna and Krishna are standing on this battlefield, and there are 640 million men waiting to go into battle. And Krishna's talking to him about yoga. He's saying, you take a deer's skin and you cover it with a soft cloth, and he's describing yoga. What's Arjuna's reply? What's Arjuna think of all this? He's a general in the army. What's his answer? He said, oh, come on, Krishna. Oh, come on. He's saying, Madhusudan, the system of yoga which you have summarized appears impractical. Oh, come on. He said, I can't do that. It's impractical and unendurable. For the mind is restless and unsteady. So Arjuna's not really into it. He doesn't think it's... And Arjuna was actually much more qualified than we are now. Anyway, so Krishna is telling this system of yoga, and the conclusion at the end of the chapter... Who knows the last verse of chapter 6? Yoginam, yes? Yes? Sradhavan. Sradhavan. Almost. Six 647. Yoginam apis. Okay, you can all say this because you have to learn it for Bhakti Shastri. Yoginam apis sarvesham. Oh, so I'll say it and then you repeat. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatan antaratmana sradhavan bhajate yomam sameyuktatamomata. And that means, of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, like they're doing right now behind the curtain and addressing the duties. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. So that's who is the highest yogi. The greatest yogi is the one who is thinking of Krishna, rendering service, transcendental loving service to him. He is the highest yogi. So, what do we have to do then, Krishna? He's going to tell us later in chapter 18 what we have to do. Four things. 1865. All right, someone else has to say this one. 1865. Vinod Prabhu? Manmana? No, this one. Huh? Okay, Mataji. Oh, she's looking. She's already looking. Manmana bhava mad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mame vaisyasi sacham te pratichane priyosime. Four things he's asking. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage. That means obeisances. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. So, always think of Krishna. How are we going to do that? Yeah. So how can we love Krishna? You can do some service like he was asking, transcendental loving service. Hearing and chanting, remembering. 9 kinds of devotional service. Okay, Mataji, you have to say some now. Say some of the 9. Hearing? Remembering? Okay, someone else? Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Admini Vedanam. So be his friend, be his servant, surrender everything. They're the other ones. So, Krishna was saying in this verse that the verse was, to practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deer skin and a soft cloth. The seat should be neither too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on it very firmly and practice yoga to purify the heart by controlling his mind, senses and activities and fixing the mind on one point. So, what we do try and do is fix our mind on Krishna. And Krishna is also in the heart. There's a chapter in Bhagavatam, the second canto, it's called The Lord in the Heart, and I'll just read what he looks like. Others conceive of the personality of Godhead residing within the body in the region of the heart, and measuring only 8 inches, with 4 hands carrying a lotus, the wheel of a chariot, a conch shell and a club, respectively. I don't know how he gets the chariot wheel in the heart. His mouth expresses his happiness, his eyes spread like the petals of a lotus, and his garments, yellowish like the saffron of a kadamba flower, are bedecked with valuable jewels. His ornaments are all made of gold, set with jewels, and he wears a glowing headdress and earrings. His lotus feet are placed over the whorls of the lotus-like hearts of the great mystics. On his chest is the Kaustubhi jewel, engraved with... It's got an engraving on it. What's it engraved with? A beautiful calf. And there are other jewels on his shoulders. His complete torso is garlanded with fresh flowers. He is well decorated with an ornamental wreath about his waist and rings studded with valuable jewels on his fingers. His leglets, his bangles, his oiled hair curling with a bluish tint, and his beautiful smiling face are all very pleasing. So I think it's time to do what was suggested at the end of the purport. And in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oh, I should ask her if there are any questions. Where are the musicians?
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have to use deer skin. We don't have to use the deer skin. The reason... I would recommend you control your mind. Yes, we do have to control the mind, but we might not use the same method as they do. If we practice bhakti yoga as Prabhupada has told us, chanting the holy name on our japamala, that also controls the mind, because then we're thinking about the mantra. Then we're not thinking about Maya, hopefully. Oh. I think that we'll get a better result. Because if we meditate on the personality of Godhead, that's including Paramatma and Brahman. Yes, chanting. No, but there are some things which are useful, like that you sit in a secluded place, a holy place. It's beneficial to sit. What? They'll get some result. If they do this yoga process properly, they'll get darshan of Krishna in the heart. In Kali Yuga, there will not be very many. I would not like to say there are none. But for us, it's not practical. Maybe. I didn't meet any yet. But then I didn't see everywhere in the Himalayas. But what's recommended for us is to follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, to sing this nice mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He's going to show us how to do it.